Phytoestrogens for menopausal symptoms. Can phytoestrogens help relieve menopause symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats? And what about women who have breast cancer? I experienced my first hot flash in front of 120 pharmacy students in a large lecture hall in Pullman, Washington. As I explained how a particular weight loss medicine worked, I felt the temperature in the room skyrocket and my scalp turned hot and prickly. Suddenly, sweat became shooting out of my pores, leaving me drenched and practically dripping with sweat right in front of the class. Talk about being distracted and embarrassed. Can phytoestrogens relieve the discomfort and embarrassment of sudden hot flashes or flushes, or its nighttime equivalent, night sweats? For decades, researchers have noticed how Asian women don't suffer as much from hot flashes during menopause, at least not as much as Western women do, and they called it the Japanese effect. They suspect that the primary reason for this is the difference in diet. The typical Asian diet contains a lot more soy than most Americans eat. Soy foods and concentrates contain phytoestrogens, which are plant-based substances that can act just like estrogen. It might not just be diet alone. Protection against hot flashes or flushes might also depend on how well you convert the phytoestrogens found in soy into an even more active form called EQUAL. While only 30 to 50% of women in North America can turn soy into EQUAL, a much higher percentage of Asian or Hispanic women can do this. Phytoestrogens act like attaching or binding to the same places in your body that other estrogens do. These binding sites are called estrogen receptors, or ERs. There are two main types of estrogen receptors, ER alpha and ER beta receptors. Most estrogens and phytoestrogens will bind to ER alpha estrogen receptors, while other phytoestrogens attach to the ER beta receptors. Phytoestrogens that bind to ER alpha receptors can stimulate certain types of breast and endometrial cancers. In contrast, those binding to ER beta receptors have a protective effect similar to the estrogen blocking medicines tamoxifen and raloxifene, also known as Evista. There are several reasons why it's tough to pin down and study the effects of a particular phytoestrogen in your body. One reason is that food sources of phytoestrogen usually contain more than one type. When phytoestrogens bind to different receptors from each other, some of their effects can balance each other out. Plants can also have variable concentrations of phytoestrogens depending on their growing conditions. They also can act differently in your body. Depending on whether you are premenopausal and still releasing your own estrogens, or whether you're postmenopausal with very little estrogen in your body, phytoestrogens can act differently. How much soy do you need to help hot flash or hot flush symptoms? Most clinical studies use between 40 and 80 milligrams a day of phytoestrogens from soy-based products. Recent evidence suggests that you should start with one or two servings a day of soy foods and try it for 3 months to see if your hot flashes or the frequency of them decrease. One serving of soy food can be 3 ounces of tofu, 1/2 cup of edamame, 1/2 cup of tofu, 1/4 cup soy nuts, or 1 cup of soy milk. Flaxseed, chickpeas, beans, peas, green leafy vegetables, cauliflower, and nuts are also good sources of phytoestrogens. After trying soy for 3 months, if you don't notice any decrease in your hot flashes or hot flushes, you can stop it. Can eating soy cause breast cancer? If you're not vegetarian, it's unlikely that you get enough soy in your diet to increase your risk of breast cancer. But supplements containing soy concentrate or herbal products like black cohosh marketed for menopause support, such as Remifemin, could increase your breast cancer risk. Here are three tips on taking phytoestrogens safely. Tip number one, you can eat food containing soy even if you have breast cancer. It's moderation. That's what's important. If you're vegetarian or vegan, don't eat tofu or tempeh every day and control your consumption of soy milk. Tip number two, stick to phytoestrogens that have had their potency tested. Exact concentrations of certain phytoestrogens differ depending on growing conditions. Still, they can be standardized with quality control assays of each batch. Tip number three, be very cautious when you're considering supplements for menopausal symptoms. If you have a family history or an increased risk of breast cancer, you don't have to totally avoid soy-based foods, but you should avoid taking supplements containing concentrated phytoestrogens like soy concentrates or black cohosh until more is known about their long-term effects. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.